Got a front row seat. I was telling Asher, I'm reading through the Old Testament, and I read this last week about Asher in the book of Genesis. And that's, you know, you have a biblical name, right? Okay. That's
almost every single one of my names are in the Bible. I know Zachariah.
Zachariah. Is your Zachariah your middle name? Or you
first.
Your first? Zachariah? Zachariah Asher? Wow. Learn something new every day. Okay. All right. Also, I learned, everybody have a seat. Calvin, today is your birthday. So let's, you're five. Can we all sing happy birthday to Calvin? Anybody have a birthday? You already did it. We're going to do it again, all right?
It won't hurt.
You won't hurt. All right, ready? One, two. Georgia, lead out. One, two, three.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Calvin. Happy birthday to you.
Oh my, he passed out. All right, y'all listen up. Tomorrow is a holiday. What is the holiday called? Valentine's Day.
I was about to say Thanksgiving.
I thought you were going to say Thanksgiving. I went and looked yesterday trying to find you a Valentine card. They did not have any. I guess it would help if I didn't wait to the last minute. But they didn't have any. So I'm going to talk to you about love. Do you know tomorrow is the 14th, but on Friday, many, many, many years ago, how many, Mrs. Ashburn, we'll see if she knows, 37 years ago, I met her for the first time.
And then you got married.
And then we got married, yes. I remember, y'all listen up, I remember going, "Woo, she is beautiful." And I desperately, is that embarrassing you?
No.
Yep. Huh?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Well, I need to wake you up. You need some coffee?
No.
Okay. All right. But listen to this. Listen to this, guys. One of the coolest things was meeting her. And then after I met her, it was...
got married.
Yes. But it was also... I had to make sure that she was that. Well, that too, but not the first date. I don't think. Okay, listen. Yeah, I had to. Boy, y'all hijacked my children's sermon. Okay, y'all listen. So after I met her, I was like, okay, I wonder if she likes me. I mean, she would write me a letter. I was at seminary, she was at Baylor, and she'd write me a letter, and I would read it, and I would analyze every word, because we weren't, quote, really boyfriend-girlfriend yet. What do y'all call it now, Kenley? Pay attention. What do we call it now if Julie and I were dating? Talking. That is so crazy to me. So we weren't talking before? I guess so. I've lost complete control. Okay, listen. We were talking, and then I figured it out. You know, like she wrote me a letter one time, I'll never forget, and she said, "Love, Julie." And I read that word love, and I go, does she love me as a boyfriend, as a friend, as, you know, it was terrible. But there was nothing better than when I discovered she loved me. Now, here's the thing I want you to think about. The good news is somebody loves you very much.
God.
It's God. And listen to this, what it says in Romans 5:8. Listen, it says, but God showed us his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. So in other words, God loved you so much that he died for you before you responded to his love. But there comes a point in your life, guys, whether you're a kid, an adult, teenager, there comes a point in your life where you have to respond back to God and say, I love you. And, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. So here's the deal, guys. God loves you very much. He sent his son to die for you. But there will come a point in the future where you're going to have to love him back and commit your life to him. And that's basically what it is. Very good. So I'm going to pray that when you're old enough to understand it, that you will give your life to Christ, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. I pray they'd understand how much you love them. And Lord, I pray that they would respond to that love by placing their faith and life in your hands. And I ask this in Jesus' name.